Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I want to talk about bravery today. And this has come about because it's like my theme word for the day. And it came about actually because one of my Radcaster students is a woman called Robin Patton. She's amazing, amazing woman. And she had me as a guest on her podcast, which went live in a week. She joined last month and she's already got 3 episodes live in iTunes. Like, she doesn't mess around. And she recorded this podcast. Her podcast is called Brave, Vulnerable, Audacious. And I highly recommend that you check it out. It's amazing. And basically asked me the question, what would you do if you were brave? And it just was such a powerful question for me because I suffer from a lot of fear. And I talk about this in the interview that will be coming up with Robin. And I think we all do. I think we all live with a lot of fear. But for me, I feel like there's excess fear sometimes. You know, my mum watched her best friend get run over and killed in front of her when she was 9 years old. And that leaves a lasting impact. And that lasting impact is that my mum lives in a pretty much constant state of fear that she's going to lose us at any moment. And that's really rubbed off on me, you know, and so I do have a lot of anxiety. I've spoken it about a lot. I do suffer from anxiety. I have days where it's bad and days where it's better. But fear is definitely something that I live with all the time. And the power behind this question of what would you do if you were brave is really the question for me is, what would I do? What would I do if the fear wasn't there? You know, and I see, and it might just be the mirror because, you know, I'm probably projecting stuff because that's what we do as humans. What I do see around me is people who are also paralyzed by fear and they're not asking for what they want in their life and they're not empowering themselves and they're not doing what their heart wants to do and they're not asking for what they need for in their relationships, in their life, and they're not getting what they want and need due to fear. So that question, what would you do if you were brave, is really very, very powerful because it's essentially asking you what you would do if you didn't have the fear. And for someone who lives with fear on a day-to-day basis, which I hope you do too. I don't hope you do. That sounded totally wrong, but I hope I'm not alone in this fear stuff. I'm sure I'm not. I think fearless is, it does nothing for me. It's like, I just don't believe that we can be fearless unless we're really a sociopath. Then perhaps we could be fearless. We could be fearless around certain things, but we all experience fear. So it's just such a powerful question. And so I've been asking myself it a lot. What would I do if I were brave? Would I do this if I were brave? How would I act if I were brave? You know, but the key question is, would I do this if I were brave? Because if the answer is yes, then it's a yes, do it. Because the rest is the fear. You know? I asked this in my Show Up, Speak Up group, and some of the answers were really pretty powerful. And it's not like a when you answer this question, then I don't want you to go into this, you know, beating yourself up because you don't feel like you can ask for that. Like, it's bravery is a muscle, so you build it up. So would you do it if you were brave? Yes. Are you feeling brave right now? No. Okay, well, what could you do to get you in a space where you're feeling brave? Even if it's a small thing, what could you do that would move you towards the thing that you would do if you were brave? What's one little step that you could do today? Because sometimes that big picture, it's like asking, what would you do if you could do anything? Well, probably nothing, because you could do anything and that's overwhelming. So the big picture of just going in and telling your boss to go fuck yourself, yeah, that would be what you would do if you're brave, but it could be what you did if you're brave and stupid. But not really, because if you were brave and you truly trusted that everything would work out if you felt called to go and tell your boss to fuck off, then everything would work out, because everything does work out. It's not a life-threatening situation unless your boss is a sociopath or a psychopath and a murderer. Then it could be a life, you know, altering situation or a life-threatening situation. But if you really feel like you need to empower yourself against your boss, and that's really what the message is, right? You want to go tell your boss to fuck off. What you want is to empower yourself in that situation. So how can you do that? That doesn't necessarily involve burning the bridges. If you're not feeling that level of bravery, how can you feel brave? What can you do to feel brave? What can you do to empower yourself in the situation that doesn't go to the extent of full balls to the wall bravery? What little bit of bravery, you know, it's a muscle. So what could you do today to make that happen that will keep you instead for the day where you can essentially leave your job or whatever it is without having, you know, really burnt your bridges? So I guess that's really all I've really got to say is, you know, ask yourself, what would you do if you were brave? And if you're not feeling fully brave, then just start building that muscle. Start building the bravery muscle. And the other thing that I just want to mention about that, like, what would you do if you were brave and enough? You know, the enough part is a big part when it comes to putting yourself out there. You know, what would you do if you're brave and you felt like you were enough? And that's really the question I guess I've been asking myself is what would I do if I were brave and enough? Those two words, brave and enough together, man, they are seriously life-changing, not just for you, but for everyone around you. So hope I've got you thinking today. I would love to hear from you. I would love you to jump in the Show Up, Speak Up group if you feel called to, you know, show up and speak up in an area of your life. I would love you to be part of what we're creating there. It's pretty incredible, and there will be some pretty exciting things coming your way in the coming months. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, go get them. Go be brave, because you are enough. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.